This particular topic is a bit tricky to discuss. The topic of money. Money, 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 money. It's always tricky because money is quite closely linked with our emotions, our aspirations, and our dreams, right? So for me to come and talk to you about money could hit on a few nerve endings. So I just want to give you a prior warning if this video might do so. But understand that the intention behind this video is I just want everyone to be happy. That's all. I just want everyone to be happy. That's all. If you want to, you know, listen to that from that angle, I welcome it. If you don't want to, that's your choice. But that's the intention that I am coming to you with this question. How much money is enough? And this question is triggered by the fact that I get asked a lot from young people who want to get married, but then the number one obstacle is money. And not just in marriage-related questions, also in questions related to work, career, family. It goes on many different levels. And almost always, the question that I return back to is the question of how much is enough? Because I think we're asking the wrong question when we talk about money. We talk about how do I get X amount? That's the question that we have in our head. I think that's the wrong question. I think the right question is, how much is enough? Have we considered or at least have a conversation with ourselves, with our family, about how much is enough? How much do we actually need to have a good life, to have a comfortable life, to have a life where we can enjoy certain things? We don't have to be horrible about our life, but how much is it? How much is enough? So many people don't have the answer to this question, but yet they live their life chasing the numbers, chasing more money. I need this amount. One time, one person said to me that I need 10,000 ringgit. And I asked back, where do you get the number? And the person says, I don't know, it's just something that my parents say. Really? There's no explanation to why you want to reach that goal. Now, I don't care what the number is. It could be 10,000 or 1 million ringgit. You know, you choose. But the question remains, is that your enough? Is that what you mean by that's enough? 10,000 ringgit, that's enough, right? Or 2,000 ringgit, that's enough. Or 100,000 ringgit, or 5,000, or 500, that's enough. Why am I coming to you with this idea? Because there has to be an end point in our pursuit of money. There has to be. Because if not, then we will never be able to have a life where we're just happy and calm and not having this tendency to want to chase for more, right? Because that tendency to want to change for more, that is one of the many reasons that delayed our happiness, because we keep on thinking, if only I have that amount, only then I'll be happy. If only I have that amount, only then will I be qualified to get married, whatever that means. When in fact, you know, talking about marriage, there's no rule that says you have to have a certain amount of money to get married. There you go. I said it. There's no rule. You know, you can challenge me on that. Find me a rule that says that you have to have a certain amount of money to get married legally in Islam, in terms of fiqh. Tell me. Let me know. Because I don't think it's the amount of money that we should be focusing on. That's what I see, and that's what I feel bad about for people who really, really want something, but then they got sidetracked because of the amount of money they have. So if not the amount of money, then what is it? Well, it's the idea of enough. So how do you determine your idea of enough? You have to ask yourself, what kind of life do you want to lead? Right? What kind of lifestyle do you want to lead? What will bring you happiness? Is it getting rich? Fine, go ahead. Is it living comfortably middle income? Fine, go ahead. Is it living a simple life, you know, with minimum wage, but still you can manage to be with your family, you can buy the things that you need, buy the things that you want, be happy, go ahead. But you have to define that. You have to define that for yourself, for your own life, for your family's life, for the life that you want to build with your would-be partner. You have to define that. Otherwise, you will keep on chasing that thing, not knowing whether it's enough or not. It's just an arbitrary number that somebody made up without understanding the explanation or the logic behind it, and you will keep on chasing. And the fact is, it's not about the money that you don't have that will bring you happiness. It's about the money that you already have that will bring you happiness. What do I mean? What I mean to say is, sometimes we only need to look at what's already in our pocket to make us feel happy. We have to start there, okay? Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that I don't have to try to get more money? No, it doesn't mean that. But it means that once you have enough, whatever that you have earned beyond that point will be bonus. And you don't feel like, oh, if I lose that amount of money, I'm going to ruin my life. Because that's what happened, you know. That's what happened to many people where they're super wealthy, they're super rich, but they're also scared. I mean, they're rich, but they're scared. They're scared of losing their money. I don't know about you, but is that happiness? Is that happiness? I don't know. So I think all of us, each and every one of us, have to define what is enough for ourselves. And our definition will differ. My enough will be different from your enough. Your enough will be different from your parents' enough. Your parents' enough will be different from other parents' enough. We will have our own definition, and that's fine. You know, some people will be rich, some people will be middle class, some people will be poor. And by the way, I'm not making a comment about people under the poverty line who needs zakat and things like that. No, I'm not saying that, oh, if you work harder, you're gonna be, you know, not poor. No. Some people do need help, okay? I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about that. That's not the point of this video. The point of this video is, do we have a definition of what's enough in our bank account, okay? Or do we just constantly want to grow more and more? I don't think that's healthy. I don't think that's what constitutes happiness in our life. So having enough of anything and everything is the key to happiness, to understand that you are enough, to understand that your money is enough, to understand that your lifestyle is enough, your life is enough, your relationship is enough, to not have to constantly have the need to want more. You can want more, right? There's a difference between wanting and needing. Okay, if you want more money, that's fine. But do you need more money? That's the question, right? A lot of people operate on the assumption that I need more money. When in fact, if you define your enough properly, you don't actually need more money. You can have more money, but you don't need it. So what's the point then? Well, you can use that money for other stuff. Charity, build a youth center, you know, invest, help somebody else. But that can only happen when you have this idea of enough. You know, I'm always inspired by Ustaz Abid Liu, right? All the Malaysians who are watching this video, you probably know Ustaz Abid Liu. I think he is the embodiment of enough. Whenever I see him on social media, whenever I even attended one of his talks, you know, he cried a lot, and that's that goes to show you that he has that, you know, sensitivity of emotions, and the soft side inside of him is what made him who he is today. But I think this is my assumption because I don't know him personally, but I think because he knows that he has enough, I think that's why it becomes so easy for him to just give away much of his wealth. You know, he's already happy with enough. So whatever that Allah gave him that's extra, he gave it away. You know, helping people buy houses, buy motorcycles, buy all the necessities of this, like, people in need. He just gave it away, and I'm awestruck, and I'm really, really amazed, because it's not easy to do. You and I, we're probably thinking, oh, kalau aku ada duit banyak macam Abid Liu, aku pun akan buat macam tu. Actually, there's no guarantee that. There's no guarantee. If that was the case, then all rich people should be like Abid Liu. But that's not the case. Not everybody. We have to understand, money has this thing where it really bothers is the wrong word. What money does is it represents power, okay? The power to buy stuff, right? Power, it's power. And power can be intoxicating like drugs. That's what power can do for you. And that's why I think not all people should have certain powers, you know? Not all people should have certain power. Not all people should be rich, especially if you can't handle the money. If you don't know how to spend it well, if you don't know how to, like, use your power, your money, for good, I don't think you should be rich, right? So I guess having people like Abid Liu around gave us the reminder that, you know, I can be like that, but I don't know for sure if I will. If I am going to be in the situation of, like, Ustaz Abid Liu, for example, right? To have that much money that he can just easily give away and it doesn't affect him one bit. And while talking about this, I'm reminded of another story of Prophet Sulaiman, right? Prophet Sulaiman, he purposefully asked Allah to give him power, right? It's in the Quran, you can check. Prophet Sulaiman ask Allah to give him all the power in the world, all the dominion, right? That's why he can talk to jinn, he can talk to animals. Allah gave him the power of basically one we cannot imagine lah. Because he made the dua that give me the powers of all kingdoms, the kind of power that nobody before me had and nobody after me will have. That's the dua of Prophet Sulaiman. And you're thinking, whoa, materialistic gila. Actually, if you understand the context, that's not the conclusion of the dua. The lesson of the dua is that certain ni'mat of Allah is given to certain people because certain ni'mat of Allah can be handled by certain people because that person knows how to handle it. Like money, for example. Not everybody can handle money. Not everybody can handle being a rich person, right? People like Abid Liu, evidently he can handle it. He can still be rich and not be arrogant, not be stingy, not be selfish, right? And not everybody can be that. You know, we wish we will be that, but we don't know for sure unless we're tested with money. And coming back to the original point of the video is that if we don't define our enough, then when we're tested with money, how do we know if we should get more or if we should give away our money? Let's say Allah gave you 1 million ringgit, right? If you don't know what is enough, you're going to spend all of it, 1 million. But if you know what's enough for you, that you can have a comfortable life, then you know up to a certain point, you know that it's not right for me to take all of it, you know? It's yours, don't get me wrong, it's yours, right? But it doesn't feel right to take all of it, right? You gotta give it away, even though it's yours, right? It's 100% your right, whatever you do with your money, but deep down, it doesn't feel right because you already have enough. That's the power of enough. And I think that will actually bring us happiness, no matter what our economic status may be. So, again, question of the day. How much is enough money for you? How much? Right? And don't just you know, guess the number, you know. Have some reasons. Why do you pick that number? Why? And why is that enough? And if you have more, what will you do with the extra money that you may have? It may or may not happen. I don't know the future. But at least that if we have the definition of enough in our mind, there's an end point to our pursuit of money. Otherwise, there's no end point. And when there's no end point, we're going to be always chasing money. And I'm not going to answer for you. I'm just going to answer for myself. That's not the life I want. Always chasing money. Okay? All right. So, I don't want to talk a lot for this chill session. That's all I want to say. And I'm going to do the next chill session on Monday. Have a break this weekend. Spend time with family, inshallah. And I hope that you also have a wonderful weekend with your family and friends. Thank you very much for watching this chill session. I'm not going to do Q&A. I apologize for that. Got stuff to do. So I'm just going to make it short. Thank you very much for watching this one. Until next time, see you guys on Monday. Assalamualaikum. Peace.